Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Crop progress numbers are out nationally. We're looking at two-thirds of the U.S. corn crop now harvested, 66%. That is more than 10 points ahead of the five-year average. 73% of the soybeans are now harvested, and that's 3 points ahead of the five-year average. Cotton crop is now at 35% harvested for 2021, and that is 6 points behind their five-year average. Wheat plantings, 73% of the Oklahoma hard red winter wheat crop for 2022 now planted. We are at 94% of the Kansas crop now planted, 72% of the Texas crop now in the ground for the 2022 growing season. Annual meeting of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association underway this week. Scott Anderson is the chairman this year, top volunteer leader of TCFA. He's a feedlot operator from Guymon, Oklahoma. And we ask him about the mood of the ship of feedlot operators here in this part of the world.
I guess I'd qualify it as cautious optimism. We're starting to, you know, make some progress on a lot of the things that we've been working on for, you know, basically a year, trying to get numbers back under control and, you know, get things to match a little bit better and earn some leverage back on our side of the equation. And we see glimmers of that on an increasing frequency, and so it's starting to make everybody feel a little better.
You mentioned the fact that obviously folks here at feedlots in this part of the world working hard to try to see a little more negotiated price activity going on to help with that 75% plan.
Yes, yeah, everybody's on board wanting to, you know, do what we can to keep it an industry-driven solution, because we believe that, you know, we can be much better architects of that than people in Washington, D.C. trying to, you know, tell us how we need to do our business. You know, we didn't get to this point overnight. You know, it took 20 years to get here. So, you know, it's going to take a little bit of work and some trial and error to figure out what the best solution long-term is.
Chairman of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, their top volunteer for 2021, Scott Anderson, feedlot operator out of Guymon, Oklahoma. 94th National FFA Convention underway in Indianapolis. Probably not a record crowd this year, but thousands of FFA members, blue and gold jackets, have invaded the downtown Indianapolis area. Last year was totally virtual, of course. For 2021, though, we've got a bunch of Oklahoma FFA members that are a part of the meeting. And we can tell you that Karsten Cantrell, who's from Skytook FFA, she's our national FFA officer candidate for 2021. She has advanced to phase two. We'll know whether or not she will become a national officer or not on Saturday afternoon. You've got farm news on Ron.
On Tuesday, November 9th, Ince Auction and Real Estate of Hydro will be conducting an online-only oil and gas mineral auction. Inventory includes net mineral acres, overriding royalty interest, and working interests in Blaine, Caddo, Custer, Dewey, Roger Mills, McLean, Jefferson, and Stevens counties. Many lots are listed without reserves, selling the day of the auction regardless of price. Visit InceAuction.com for more information and to register to bid. That's E-N-T-Z, InceAuction.com.
And that's the latest on our agricultural news. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.